You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The bodies of over two dozen passengers have been recovered after a Monday morning boat fire near the Channel Islands. A 75-foot commercial diving boat from Santa Barbara had 39 people aboard when a fire broke out. Several passengers are still unaccounted for. They were on a three-day scuba diving trip. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
Right around 3:15 Monday morning, a radio call to the Coast Guard came in. It's the captain of the Conception. The audio is hard to hear, but he goes on to say he can't breathe. The Coast Guard operator asks him if he can get the ship's 34 passengers, who had most likely been asleep below deck, out through a safety hatch. It's not clear if there was one.
Fire is the scourge of any ship, of all scenarios, to be in a remote location, have a fire that occurs, have limited, if any, firefighting capabilities. You couldn't ask for a worse situation.
That's Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown. His office is heading up the investigation, along with several other agencies. He says the passengers, who aren't being named yet, were from all over California and likely other places as well. Captain Monica Rochester is with the U.S. Coast Guard and says they will keep searching for any survivors through Tuesday morning.
But I think we all should be prepared to move into the worst outcome.
Rochester says the Coast Guard had inspected the boat and it was, quote, in full compliance. She says that type of boat should have had an escape hatch. The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office is speaking with the five surviving crew members to learn more. On Monday afternoon, California Senator Dianne Feinstein called for an interagency investigation into if all safety regulations were followed. Some in the Central Coast diving community, like slow ocean currents in San Luis Obispo, have taken to social media to praise the Conception's operator, Truth Aquatics, for decades of safe trips. In the meantime, Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says his department will be working quickly to get information out to the families of the victims.
We understand the tremendous burden that they are under right now as they wait to determine exactly what happened and what condition and situation their loved ones are in.
Brown says he will have another update on the recovery and the investigation at 10 a.m. this morning. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.